The account begins with the creation of the earth. Then time is created. The gods build temples and enjoy a golden age until they are disrupted by three girls from Giant Land. This somehow leads to the creation of the dwarfs. Humanity is created, and the fates arrive. Now history begins. A mysterious female manifests herself amongst the Æsir, a woman well versed in magic. As a consequence, the Æsir find themselves at war with the Vanir. Peace is concluded, and the gods have to repair damage to Ásgarð. A giant offers to rebuild the walls in a very short space of time in exchange for the sun, moon, and Freyja. The gods agree, thinking the task impossible, but the builder nearly succeeds, and Thor has to destroy him, breaking the gods' promises of safe conduct. We reach the present, with Olwyn questioning the seeress about what is to come. The doom of the gods is signalled by the death of Baldur and its consequences. The end of the world by images of punishment and social collapse. Ragnarök approaches. The world ash Yggdrasil trembles, and the giants advance. Olwyn is killed by the wolf Fenrir, Freyr by Surt. Thor and the Midgard serpent kill each other. Olwyn is avenged by his son Viðar, and the world disappears in fire. In the verses which follow, the earth rises anew from the sea, and some of the Æsir, including Baldur, return to live peacefully together. In the final verse, the sinister dragon Nidhögg is seen, as the seeress sinks out of her trance. Does evil still exist in the new world, or have we returned to the present where the dragon is a portent of Ragnarök? The seeress's prophecy is usually dated to the late 10th century, when the pagan religion was beginning to be superseded by Christianity. One scholar has suggested that the poem is a kind of sacred text of the Scandinavian religion, composed just before the beliefs were to be eradicated by Christianity. The poem exists in two rather different versions, that of the Codex Regius manuscript, given here, and one in the early 14th century Hauksbók, given in the appendix. Many of the verses are also to be found in Snorri's Edda. The Seeress's Prophecy. Hearing I ask from all the tribes, greater and lesser, the offspring of Heimdall, Father of the slain, you wished me well to declare living beings' ancient stories, those I remember from furthest back. I remember giants born early in time, those nurtured me long ago. I remember nine worlds. I remember nine giant women, the mighty measuring tree below the earth. Early in time, Ymir made his settlement. There was no sand, nor sea, nor cool waves. Earth was nowhere, nor the sky above, a void of yawning chaos. Grass was there nowhere, before the sons of Búr brought up the land surface, those who shaped glorious Midgard. The sun shone from the south on the stone hall. Then the ground was grown over with the green leek. From the south, sun, companion of the moon, threw her right hand round the sky's edge. Sun did not know where she had her hall. The stars did not know where they had their stations. The moon did not know what might he had. Then all the powers went to the thrones of fate, the sacrosanct gods, and considered this. To night and her children they gave names. Morning they named, and midday, afternoon and evening, to reckon up in years. The Æsir met on Iðavötl plain. High they built altars and temples. They set up their forges, smithed precious things, shaped tongs and made tools. They played checkers in the meadow. They were merry. They did not lack for gold at all, until three ogre girls came, all powerful women, out of Giant Land. Then all the powers went to the thrones of fate, the sacrosanct gods, and considered this. Who should create the Lord of the Dwarves?